Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Support for Armchair and the Saints Happy Hour podcast comes from Manscaped, who is number one in men's below-the-belt grooming. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped has redesigned the electric trimmer. Their Lawnmower 2.0 has proprietary skin-safe technology, so this trimmer won't nick or snag your nuts. Manscaping accidents are finally a thing of the past. And don't use the same trimmer on your face as you using on your balls. That's just nasty. Manscaped also has the Crop Preserver, an anti-chafing ball deodorant and moisturizer. You already put deodorant on your armpits. Why are you not putting deodorant on the smelliest part of your body? Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code ARMCHAIR at manscaped.com. Always use the right tools for the job. Your balls will thank you. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code ARMCHAIR at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use the code ARMCHAIR.
Welcome to the Saints Happy Hour podcast featuring Dave Cariello, Andrew Juge, Ralph Malbro, and when he decides to show up, Kevin Held. We are the perfect blend of Saints sincerity and stupidity.
Oh, now that's a good question. That is a damn good question. You see, Ralph, that's why you're the host. That's why you're a good question
by me. Usually I just stumble over it and you say, is there a question in there? And I'm like, not really.
And now, here's your host, Ralph Malbro.
All right, everybody, welcome to Saints Happy Hour podcast. If you follow politics, you know Michael Bloomberg is going to spend $5 billion running for president. And I was thinking, Kevin, if...
What a waste of fucking money.
If you own the Saints already and you could spend $5 billion to try to win another Super Bowl, what could you do with $5 billion to try to win the Saints a Super Bowl? Now, the salary cap is a salary cap and you can't buy draft picks, right? But couldn't you do like Batman-type shit of just trying to steal... trying to hack into their iPads and do all kinds of crazy shit? I feel like with $5 billion to spend, I could figure out a way to cheat my way to a second Lombardi trophy for the Saints.
Well, I think y'all are overthinking things. It's just bribery. I mean, it's like, look, we don't need intricate hacking systems and all this other stuff. It's basically, look, here's a fucking paper bag of crisp $100 bills.
Edward Edwards style in the freezer.
Yeah, like this isn't rocket science. It's money.
Well, and the problem with hacking too is like
pay that man his money.
You're just giving yourself an advantage. You still never know what can happen out on the football field. The football could bounce a weird way, and all your cheating still goes up in flames.
Andrew, if you were going to bribe people, do you start with the refs, or do you go other team? Because you got
That's the question. That's the question. Where do you spend your $5 billion? How do you allot it? Who do you give it to? Where is it going to be best be spent?
Well, it worked pretty well for the Rams. To start with the refs.
Or do you see, I would think you could bribe another team's medical staff to give bad advice. Because if you have, I mean, when you're talking $5 billion, like a doctor, they'll be ethical to a point. But if you start offering seven figures to misdiagnose Pat Mahomes' shoulder, like, then you start getting into some gray areas and people will do questionable moral things, right, Kevin? I mean
that's a you see, now you're thinking. Now you're thinking. That's how you do it. Hmm. I like Dave just straight up or Jude just straight up saying you bribe the officials. I like you taking it to the next level and saying, no, bribe the opposing team's medical staffs. That's good.
Shouldn't we just hire a hitman at this point?
No. You know what would also be good? Kansas City almost had to forfeit the game against the Patriots because their equipment didn't make it to Foxborough. And they had to it went to New Jersey or something, and they barely got it there in time. You could bribe airlines.
When
and
was
like,
this?
Like the people that put the luggage on the plane, and they'd be like, "Oh, it's the NFC Championship, but the Eagles, their equipment isn't here. What happened? Oh, I guess you have to forfeit." Like, see, I like this idea. This is a better topic than I thought. Like the evil. Chicanery that we can come up with $5 billion. I think bribing, Kevin, I think even we'd still come on out under budget. Like, I think I just straight up bribery.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think you said $5 billion. Like, that's 5,000 million.
I think we can get it done with 500 million.
You think?
Good. At least money for a Taysom Hill raise. Perfect.
Okay, well, so Andrew, so you mentioned Taysom Hill. So I was thinking a whole nother thing when Ralph asked this or texted this. So I was thinking we can clone, right? We have that technology.
That's a good
so
call.
So we spend it and we just clone 22 Taysom Hills, and we've got a whole football team of Taysom Hills. And then
you could have him at quarterback, running back, receiver, and tight end all on the same play.
Yeah,
clone him or do you Captain America him, Kevin? Because if you got $5 billion, can't you come up with the technology to like put him in the Captain America chamber and like make him a superhero? Like cloning, that's nice and all, but can't you up it a little?
Right. But here's the thing though, like why would you put a superhero in the Captain America chamber? Like really, what we should be doing is putting Tommy Lee Lewis in the Captain America chamber.
I'm offended. This is off the rails. This is this is not realistic. Ralph, you're implying that Taysom Hill isn't already a superhero, and I'm offended.
Wait a minute. Maybe we should clone and make 22 Alex Anzalone's, and then maybe one of them might stay healthy for a fucking season. That's like a 5% chance.
You've got a
5% chance there.
Have y'all ever seen the movie The Prestige?
Yes.
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay. Fuck it. It's not really for us. It's whoever's listening. If any of you have seen the movie The Prestige, we just do that.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
That, but with Alex Anzalone. So when the first Alex Anzalone inevitably gets sprained or gets injured or has something happen, we, you know, toss that one out and we bring in Alex Anzalone number two. And then when that one blows out its quad, we dump that one, bring in the third one, and so on and so forth.
You're talking about multiplicity.
Yeah, I mean, these variety of injuries. Let's be real here. It's the rotator cuff, all right?
First of all, you're talking about multiplicity with Michael Keaton, and the problem is that with each extra clone, the gene pool gets worse, and so they get dumber, and slower, and stupider.
So like, if we clone 25
what happened at the end of The Prestige here for Dave.
Yeah. So you're saying clone 25 of Taysom Hill is going to be closer to my physical skills than original Taysom Hill.
That's right. The last Taysom Hill off the line is going to be more like Ralph.
Okay. No, I like your theory. Your theory works better more for comedic purposes. I'm just saying I'm going to explain the Prestige thing. So the Prestige has Christian Bale and Hugh Jackman. They're competing magicians in the, I don't know, late 19th, early 20th century. Hugh Jackman goes, somehow or another, Hugh Jackman gets a machine from Nikola Tesla that creates a clone of him that he uses for magic purposes. Now, what he does with this is he... Look, it sounds stupid when I'm saying it, but trust me, when you watch it, it's entertaining.
This is both the greatest and the stupidest podcast ever.
Yeah. Yeah.
It only
Top
took...
50, here we come.
It only took so, 50, really it only took 50 minutes to get us to our sweet spot of nonsense. All right. Before we get out of here, we got to get.
Wait,
to some...
Kevin didn't finish.
Oh, Lord. Right.
So the trick is Hugh Jackman is that Hugh Jackman's clone ends up dying every time. But the thing is that the experiment creates a new clone of Hugh Jackman every time, but they keep dying. And so Hugh Jackman does is he does the magic trick, a clone gets created. And the clone dies. And Hugh Jackman just doesn't care. It's like, oh, okay, well, let's wheel this dead body out and do the next trick for the next show and so on and so forth. That's all. In hindsight, your multiplicity reference works a lot better because it ultimately results in us making fun of Ralph.
Right.
You listen to this podcast because you love sports, you love the Saints, and you probably love to gamble. And if you love to gamble, MyBookie is the best online gambling experience there is. They have the safest online app. You can get a gamble on anything you want. You can get a gamble on the Super Bowl, basketball, the Pelicans, Zion, over under, how many three-pointers he's going to make. You can parlay different sports, any kind of bet you want to make. If you're a degenerate like me, you can parlay the Pelicans with EPL, British soccer. And right now, MyBookie has a special offer for Saints Happy Hour listeners. You get a 100% sign-up bonus. That's right. Use the code CHAIR, go to mybookie.ag, and you get a 100% sign-up bonus. Put in 200, get the extra 200 to play with. MyBookie.ag is the best online gambling site anywhere. Again, go to mybookie.ag, use the code CHAIR, and get a 100% sign-up bonus. MyBookie, you play, you win, you get paid.
Yeah, right. Here's a
Who's
question.
Who's the movie master now?
I love this topic. We should have done this topic to start the podcast. Who knew the mic, how to spend $5 billion would end in Taysom Hill clone that's physically the equivalent of me and Kevin talking about dumping dead bodies in a river?
Well, not all. No, wait. Let's just back up. Not all the clones are like you. Just the ones like later, like the 20, number 20, 21, 22.
Yeah, you can't like.
Yeah, someone in the chat said that Scott Anzalone or Alex Anzalone clone number 4 would be Adam Big Hill.
Eventually, the Hazlitt linebackers would just start appearing. Like, C. Grant would just come out of the chamber. You'd be like, what? What happened? James Allen? We cloned Demario Davis too many times.
Courtney Watson?
Alfred Fincher? What the fuck? We are not getting our money's worth.
I'm trying to clone Davis. Why do I keep getting Hazlitt linebackers?
C. Grant?
Chris Bordano, oh my god, hit the reset button.
Courtney Watson.
Remember when we did that bracket and every Hazlitt linebacker was one of the contestants?
We merged them into one. We need to start thinking of a bracket for
no more brackets.
Oh, it's coming. Dave, what the fuck are we going to do in June? All right?
I don't know. We got talk about beer and food.
All right. We completely went off the rails, but I'm going to save this question. Well, I can't save this question from Jed, but I'm going to switch it up a little bit. Since it's President's Day, which saint from any era would make the worst president?
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs. A gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Jeremy Shockey.
I mean, if you can go like owner,
Jeremy
I mean,
Shockey would. I feel like Jeremy Shockey would be pretty much like what we have now. So I don't think.
John Meekum would be pretty awful if I can go ownership. I mean, he ran the Saints into the ground and then proceeded to go deeper. Kobe Buckwall.
if we had signed Antonio Brown, that would have been my answer.
I'm trying to think. I have it. The worst possible Saints president.
Ricky Jackson. Looks the way he
Andre
talks.
Jesus. Royal. I mean,
not bad.
That's a strong answer.
I don't know. I think my answer of Darren Sharper is way better. Would not
no,
want
because
a convicted rapist as
no,
a
because they'd impeach Sharper. He wouldn't last but like a year. But like Andre Royal, he could
Gallette.
Serve out the term and do horrible damage.
Oh yeah, Junior Gallette is a
woo.
Yeah, that's a good answer.
I don't know how we missed that.
Junior Gallette, yeah. I think that Junior Gallette was – Kyle Turley might not be so bad. But anyway, as we wrap up this show, Albert Connell, Russell Erksleben, man, both felons? That's strong. That's strong.
I'm really disappointed to not hear the words Ted Gregory out of Kevin's mouth.
I was waiting. You all didn't hear me laugh the second Ralph asked that question?
I did. I was just waiting for you to just start blurting out.
Ted Gregory would William Henry Harrison himself.
Oh.
You guys want to go see a dead body?
Oh, Lord. So.
I mean, that'd be it. He'd take the oath of office and just fall off the goddamn grandstand.
People sometimes ask me, they say, you know, if they recognize me out in New Orleans, they'll say, when's the most fun to do the podcast? And I say,
wait a minute, who's
people
who's
know me now. They see me in the airport. They're like, you're the guy on Channel 4 that doesn't look at the camera ever. I'm like, yeah, that's me. But they tell them, they ask me, when's it most fun?
How many times has that happened?
Dude, it's happening.
You're the guy who looks like you're filming a hostage video at your own home.
It is. Why do you let Eric Paulson insult you? No, every time I fly in for a Saints game, it pretty much happens when I'm going through the airport.
You gotta be kidding.
I'm not kidding. I love them because they come up to me, and if they're waiting for a flight with like me, they buy me booze. It's great.
Oh, wow. You've got drinks out of this.
I
Dave,
love it.
Consider the source here. This is the same guy that says that he gets 57 emails from people. Not tweets, not Facebook messages, nothing on social media, but emails.
I do. My reading. Channel 4 skews older.
Older. Yeah, well, we know that. We know that. Yeah.
You know, very old. Very old. What do you want? So, I forgot. I lost my.
Am I allowed to pick Eric Paulson as president?
Wait, as worst president?
Yeah.
Eric Paulson's going to be a worse president than Darren Sharper?
I think so.
Giants suit jackets for everybody.
You just want Eric Paulson to do State of the Union and insult me for 45 minutes. That's the only reason you want Eric Paulson to be president.
Yes.
No, I was going to say they asked me when's the most fun to do the podcast, and I say in the off season when we go completely off the rails, which...
Totally. This is what I like. I don't like to be asked serious factual questions about the Saints, about the team itself.
There's none of this. We have no breaking... Yeah. News to talk about, literally. All right, we will, because Loomis will go YOLO, but we don't now. So we got completely
YOLO.
We got completely ridiculous tonight, and I have to say,
that's why we are who we are, though, man.
Yeah, we are.
That's why you're a patron. No, yeah. That's why you donate to the podcast.
That's right.
Why you love us.
Thank you. You help pay the Marlboro family medical bills, and we love you for it.
I'm really just thankful Ralph didn't play the Stand By Me Dead Body sound clip when I was talking about the Hard Rock Hotel. Thank God Ralph didn't do that.
Don't give him any ideas.
This podcast needs to wrap up because it's in the ditch. So for Kevin, for Dave, for Andrew, thanks for joining us. Until next week, the bar... is closed.
The Prestige was really a good movie.